In South Korea, there is a news story that has captured the public's attention, and it is not connected to the pandemic. Young women who got blackmailed, a scheme that then exposed an online sexual abuse racket. It was broken up by authorities. There were dozens of victims. From Seoul, Kelly Kasulis reports.
South Korea has been through a series of sexual abuse scandals in recent years. Here's what happened with this latest one. The perpetrators collected private information on dozens of women and young girls around the country. Then they blackmailed their victims into performing sex acts on camera. Often cruel and degrading, the videos were shared on the Telegram messaging app and chat rooms under the title, The Nth Room. Over time, copycat chat rooms on other apps started to crop up.
The Nth Rooms shocked me because of the way these women were treated and the things they were coerced into doing.
Haedeon Kang is a journalist and filmmaker in Seoul. She says she's fed up with sex crimes like these after years of covering them for the news.
Yes, those acts were shocking to me, but what shocked me even more was the callousness of the language and how people just talked about rape as if it was a joke. And that's just not okay.
News reports say these chat rooms attracted more than 250,000 users. They paid for access to videos, mostly in cryptocurrency. The creator of the Nth Room was busted by police in March. More than a dozen arrests came soon after. It's been a huge scandal here, but many people are reluctant to talk about it publicly. Choi Da-eun is the director of the Korean Women Lawyers Association. She gives legal help to women who become victims of digital sex crimes. She says what happened in the Nth Room is even hard for her to talk about, and that's despite working with sex crime victims for years. She tells me that crimes like these are sensitive subjects for many South Koreans. They find it hard to imagine something so perverted and sadistic happening in their country, she says. Choi says some people dismiss the scandal as another case of internet porn, not real-world violence. In other words, they just don't see it as a big deal. But after the news came out, more than 2 million people signed a petition calling on police to reveal the identity of the main suspect, and his name did come out. Cho Ju-bin was the chat room's 25-year-old creator. And that's another thing that's added to the public outrage. The age of the suspects. Several of those involved in sharing content from the Nth Room or running similar chat rooms are under 17 years old. One of them is only 12. Yi Soo-jung is a professor of criminal psychology at Kyunggi University. She's trying to improve laws on digital sex crimes. And she says the case was not a surprise to her. Yi tells me she's been worried about something like this happening for years. There's a growing trend of tech-savvy runaway children in the country, she says. And many of them end up committing crimes or becoming victims in cases like these. She believes that's probably the case with several of the minors involved with the Nth Room. As many women see it, though, this scandal is just the latest example of a disturbing trend of misogyny and violence against women. In 2018, tens of thousands of women rallied to protest a different scandal. Criminals were planting spy cameras in women's public bathrooms and then selling that footage online. Haedeon Kang says it's not easy for women in Korea to push back in public.
To say that you're a feminist is actually still quite a taboo subject. I know that's quite surprising, but in the Korean context, it's still seen as something that's uncomfortable and it's something that's controversial.
The suspects in the Nth Room case are facing charges including child pornography and sexual assault. Some of the women I spoke with say they're worried about the perpetrators getting only light sentences. But Choi Da-eun, the lawyer, says the case seems to have caused a bubble to burst in South Korea, and she believes it'll have a massive impact in the end, because now so many women are watching so closely. For The World, Kelly Kasulis, Seoul.